Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Well, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is on investing. Investing. I don't know. It's a hard one to name this episode because I just wanted to clear up a point and help you understand something because it's been popping up a lot lately. And I want to be super clear on it because part of the mission of helping you learn all the things about money you wish to learn in school is that it's all about using the right language and picking up on, you know, not just jargon, but things that are financial language, because I think it's really important so you know very clearly what you're talking about. So this episode, I want to clear up something, and it's when people say, oh, yeah, I just don't know anything about investing. And or they'll say, they'll just pay, maybe they've got a real estate portfolio, they've got, they've got a business, and they go, oh, yeah, I've got a successful business, I've got some real estate, but I don't know anything about investing. And I'm like, what the heck are they talking about when they say that? And it appeared to me, it's like, it's only just kind of become apparent. And I've even seen money gurus on their reels and stuff, who lots of followers, do the same thing. And it's strange because I think what they're trying to say is investing in shares. And I think the biggest mistake people make when they say investing is they only think about, they don't realize that investing, having a home is an investment. They don't realize that having a business is an investment. They don't realize that having a spouse is an investment. They don't realize that having a good body is an investment. They don't realize that, you know, for some reason, they just think that shares is called investing and everything else is called something else. So I'm here to tell you it's not. It's the same thing. So I want to make that very clear. Let's just break down for a second what shares are so that you get an understanding of this, so you can say the right things and mean what you say and say what you mean. When you have a share, it's a share of a business. So when a company lists on the stock exchange, let's say it's a grocery company called Woolworths, and they sell groceries, right? Retail. Their business model is buying wholesale food or from the manufacturer or the producer, they call them in that supply chain. And they package it up or they buy it off a manufacturer and they resell it at retail. So they buy wholesale, sell retail, take a margin. That's their business model. And when they go and list on the stock exchange, they list and they issue shares to the public in return for the public giving them money. So they sell, when they go public and they list on the stock exchange, they sell ownership in the business to the public. So they're selling a portion of their business. It's called the equity portion. That's why they call shares equities. And which means if you buy a share, what you have to understand is you're investing in the business. You're buying a piece or a share of the business, okay? Which means you're investing in a business, right? And when you buy a home, you're investing your money into an asset, okay? Now, even though it doesn't produce income for a lot of people, sometimes it does. That's also an investment because your money, which is your time, your effort, you've saved up over time, which is important. If you're putting it into a home and you're paying off debt, it's an investment. It's where you're putting your time and energy and money. Anything you put your time, energy, and money into is an investment. So if you've got a private business, you've got a trade, or you've got a job, or you've got whatever, you're investing in that. Okay, so please understand that when you say investing, say investing in equities or investing in shares. Don't just say investing, because investing could mean anything, because you invest so much of your time, money, and effort into so many things. So I think that's what I wanted to clear up for people. Whenever you buy a property, you're investing. Whenever you, get married, you're investing in your spouse, time, effort, energy, right? In that relationship. You're investing in relationships. You're investing in businesses right? And stocks are just pieces of a business. So I hope that makes sense. just be aware of that. And I think too that there's an opportunity cost of making decisions in any investment. So if you're investing in your house or property, it negates you from investing in shares or a private business that you start, just so you know, right? And so I chose, I think I did a YouTube clip on this, it will come out soon, but we chose not to buy a house because we didn't want to invest our cash equity into a property and get a mortgage. We wanted to invest in starting a business and create cash flow. And that's what we did with our money, which has performed far better than property, okay? So that was our choice because we knew if we bought a house and invested in paying the mortgage off there, yes, we get a return, but it wouldn't be anywhere close to the return we'd be able to get from our own business, okay? And so I've always thought that, I've always understood that investing is just where you put your time, energy, and capital, or your money, okay? So that's why when people say, oh, Lloyd, you know, you all know all about shares, but you know, what about property? I'm like, yeah, I know about property too, but I just haven't felt that it's a fair deal. Right? It's a huge run-up in prices recently, but I think it's all from the loose monetary policy, and we're seeing a big rotation back to having lose all the value that it's created over the last couple of years from all the money printing. And we're starting to see that with interest rate rises. So I'm a big fan of property. I am, despite what you think. But I just haven't felt like it's a really good asset since 2009, I would say. That was a really good time. When the fallout happened, post-GFC, that was a great time to buy property. And so I'm not a fan of Bitcoin investing in Bitcoin and other certain assets that don't produce income or an uncertainty about them that I just can't understand, okay? But anyway, just want to clear that up. So when you use the word investing, please don't just refer to investing in shares. Investing is anything, okay? So when you say, I don't know anything about investing, what is it you're actually trying to say? If it's you don't know anything about investing in equities or shares, great, you can learn that. But I'm sure that you have an idea about what a good investment looks like. And if you haven't listened to the Dando Investor episode that recently dropped a week or two ago, go back and listen to that episode because I talk about the Dando principle of low risk, high return investing, which is the paradigm and the mindset you ought to take into every investment from spousal relationships, property, shares, businesses, opportunities, everything ought to be followed through the Dando approach, which is low risk or no risk and high return. Okay, so heads I win, tails I don't lose that much. So please go to look at that episode, but I hope that clears up what investing actually is, and it'll help you to become, you know, to learn the language of the rich. All right, so hey, see you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees, and thanks so much for leaving a review. If you haven't done so yet, head to lloydstelegram.com and subscribe to the Telegram where I send daily tips, voice messages, videos in there for you. If you can't wait for the next episode of the podcast, jump in there. And of course, please share this onto your stories and share with a friend. That'd be great. Leave us a 5-star review. And I just want to say I appreciate you. And see you in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.